Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon.
Turn it up a little bit.
Does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at hondaofrussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly.
When you take the chances, time is loud. Hit it hard.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great.
Hey,
we've got a show full, so we've got all over the place. We've got Roger and Christian back in the studio in Little Rock. We got Justin Moore in Poland, Arkansas, and down here at the hotel, John, we got me, we got Randy Rainwater, and Trey Schaap. So what are we, 15 minutes from your house, JD? 20 minutes from your house?
Probably 25, 30, yeah.
Yeah, not many people know, you know, when I've told people, you know, John Daly lives down here, has been here for a decade. Most people don't know that. And so you came down here, I would imagine, for tax purposes years ago, and you enjoy living down here, right?
Well, I do. No, honest, family's from here, and it wasn't anything about that. It's just, you know, the wintertime, it's a great place to come. You know, our winters in Arkansas aren't the best, and down here from November to February it's just beautiful here.
Yeah, Bill Vickery also has a place down here. Roger Scott Hamby, his place I think is 30 minutes south or north, I can't remember. They're down here. So yeah, you can't beat the temperature and the weather compared to when it gets cold. And of course, John, you still have your place in Darnell, and we may have a surprise JD visit Thursday here. SEC Media Days, Justin, John has not had a chance to meet Coach Silverfield in person, so we're going to see if we can get that. We're going to have Coach Silverfield on the show.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
7 o'clock on Thursday, so that'll be fun. And then today I'm going to go have lunch with John and Anna and talk about some things. And it's football talking time, John. And so, when you get around all this, I mean, it reminds you, we were talking about Bill Vickery yesterday, that how much money, how much big business this is. You know, the SEC generates $1 billion a year in revenue. You're giving away $72 million a year to your 16 teams. And the commissioner yesterday said that the SEC averages in football a higher average attendance than any other sport in the world. That includes, right, Trey, the NFL. That includes the NFL, too. That means the SEC's 16 teams average 80,000 per game.
Yep.
No soccer, pro soccer, no nothing. But basketball, baseball, then the SEC. That's a pretty hefty number.
Well, you think about it. When Texas moved to the SEC,
yeah,
their road games increased in attendance because in the Big 12, you don't have many stadiums that hold over 80,000 people because they play Oklahoma in Dallas every year. And so that's the only other stadium that would be comparable to an SEC stadium. Look at Kansas. Look at Colorado. Look at Iowa State. Look at UCF. There aren't big stadiums in the Big 12.
And the other thing, the reason why, TV is the reason why this conference why all college football and NFL is making so much money, is that advertisers look for things, anything that can get eyeballs to a set or to a screen, and nothing does it like football. So even though the SEC has not won a national championship in 3 years, they're sort of like Jerry Jones in Dallas. They're printing money regardless. JD, too, I was going to ask, Tiger Woods is down here, too. Does he still live in this area near, or is he gone?
No, I think he's over on the east side. He's around Jupiter area. I think he owns his own island. I was thinking about how many stadiums in the SEC hold over 100,000. Is it just Tennessee?
No, it's
Tennessee, okay. Texas A&M, Texas.
Alabama.
Texas.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, I'm always thinking, they're always talking about how the Big Ten, like Michigan, Ohio State, hold the most. I just saw that Penn State added to their stadium to get over 100, I think. So that's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable how much money the SEC makes. And, but I didn't realize that Alabama had 100,000 now. That's unreal.
Yeah, they've had it for a while. And I'll tell you, Justin, we were talking about this yesterday, and John, so Roger's already heard us. We've already discussed it with Randy and Trey, is that, let me tell you, it is – I've been doing this now 14 years. This is my 14th year in a row of coming to this. For you guys, for Trey and Randy, it's 20 plus. But I'm going to tell you, it feels so weird to walk in here and just be irrelevant. That, you know, in the sense of these guys covering the league, they're just like, oh, hey, Baz. Yeah, good to see you again. Too bad you guys are going to go 2-10 this year. What, I mean, they're just nothing. It's not personal, but it's just the lack of. There's no really reason. They're like, hey, they haven't been a contender very much at all, and it's sort of sad to think, man, you know, we're not needing a place to even command any respect. For example, you know, if they want to make, well, hey, we want to get you on the show and talk to you about the team you got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were talking about that great defense you got.
They don't want to do that now.
Because, you know what? There's nothing to talk about right now.
Feimdom doesn't even want you.
Yeah,
right
I
now.
Mean, I mean, what do you? I mean, right now. Right now we're ranked 16th in a lot of the polls, and it is what it is, and hopefully we will get better. But it's just sort of weird to see that Randy transition when you guys were going back to the Petrino years and where you were a top 10 team, and you flirted with it a little bit with Bielema and Sam, but you just couldn't be consistent. So anyway, just one of those things where it is discouraging. But you got to hope maybe sooner or later, you know, we can find a way to come out of it. I don't know. All I know is this, is that, you know, every coach that walks in here is getting paid, you know, $6 to $9 million a year. They all have a ton of money. You know, they all have a ton of resources. And you know, it's just hard to compete when you're doing that. You're competing against so much money. Today's also, JD, it's National Junk Food Day. What is John Daly's number one junk food? What's your junk food, go-to junk food?
Oh, Häagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream. Is that called junk food?
Is
ice cream junk food? Yeah.
I would think so, yeah.
I love Reese's Cups. I love Oreos. The new Reese's Cup Oreos have been out for a while with milk. They're delicious. And I still eat my peanut M&M's.
Yeah, I was thinking that double R, right? Double
yeah.
R, that's
boom.
That's
boom.
Double R, that's his. What about you, Justin Moore? What's your junk food of choice?
I mean, any kind of cake or pie, but right now I'm liking these Reese's. They're called Reese's Take Five. It's like pretzel and this and that. It's really good. Really bad for you, but really good. I put them in the freezer.
Yeah,
and I got to do milk, like JD said.
It's now you walk.
Oh, you got to have milk. Yeah, yeah.
You walk
got
into
to.
Vitamin D milk.
That's right.
Hold on. Yep.
You walk into a convenience store now, and you got 9,000 choices that you didn't have before. Also, too, we were talking earlier about our show, JD, and we keep everything. We keep every clip. We like to make fun of ourselves. We like to laugh at things, and we say sometimes we make mistakes, if you can believe that. This is a clip from Bill Vickery. Bill has got a place down here, as we mentioned. We'll see him tonight for dinner. This is when Bill Vickery got into it with Justin Akery, and you have not heard this.
I have not. I'm ready to hear it.
So, of course, in this, Justin, this is the first time where I go, whoa.
Is it really?
Yeah, this is the first. You'll hear me do it.
The original.
So let's hit that clip, and let's see what the boys say.
Emaciated. No, but I mean, what did you mean to say?
Atrophy.
And be honest.
Atrophy.
Well, atrophy would have been a better word, but emaciated was proper too.
No, it was. Not no,
I don't
really
think,
emaciated.
I don't think so.
You can refer to someone as being emaciated, but a particular body part, that would be like saying, my pinky finger is emaciated.
Exactly. You can say that.
Really? Yeah, you can be dumb. You can be dumb and say that.
Oh, no!
You can be dumb and say that. Seriously. Seriously. I mean, really? No, I mean, I'm just saying, that that's ignorant. It's ignorant.
Make sure you know what you're talking about.
Really? It's called English. We speak it. Why don't you learn how to write it and say it? Honestly, it's called English. It's called English. We speak it. Why don't you try a bit? I'll get you a book. I'll get you a book on that. My toe is emaciated. My hair is emaciated.
Stupid, you sound. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I know more than you. I know that much.
You sound so dumb right now.
I know.
Pick your battles.
No, I know.
Pick your battles.
I know you're mad. I know you're mad right now. I know you're upset. I know you're mad and upset, but don't go crazy. Don't go crazy. Wow. You look emaciated.
I'm telling you, if Acree could have come over the counter.
The amount of, sorry, the laughter.
Oh, my God. Bill just kept coming with the zingers, Double R. He just kept coming with the zingers, man. John, that's what we do. We get after each other and have some fun and be silly, and it's all in good fun. All right, buddy, we'll let you go. Do want to thank Honda of Russellville for sponsoring John every week. And obviously they're great folks not far from where John's other home is in Darnell there in Russellville. John, I'll see you for lunch here shortly. And then also we may see you.
We hope to see you on Thursday.
On Thursday for a surprise visit with Coach.
You got it. Well, I love you guys, and let's have some faith in the Hogs, okay? Yep. Let's have some faith in the Hogs.
There we go.
Got a boy, Johnny.
There we go. Got to believe.
Got a boy, Johnny.
Something good's going to happen.